I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery from the Nightside Project. One thing that I've always loved and respected about Doug is that no matter who came on his show and no matter what they deserved to hear, everyone always walked out with their humanity intact. You can't always say that in talk radio.
Yeah, and you know what I really love too, because I love sports so much. Anytime I could glean a nugget of information off of Utah's Mr. Sports.
Yes.
I always went to Doug Wright so that he could hook me up with the real info that people weren't telling you about the truth of sports on the radio. Thanks, Doug. Happy 40th anniversary.
Sometimes people ask me where the term Utah's Mr. Sports came from. And I appreciate sports. I love sports movies. When the Jazz are playing, I'm engaged. I do have a favorite baseball team. But I've never just been up to my eyeballs in it. I'm not that guy who can rattle off all the scores and everything. And sports, when I came on board at KSL, was a very, very important part of our station, still is. And I can remember our program director was actually a little concerned about my deficit in sports. And actually, some people will remember this name, Chris Tunis. And he actually assigned Chris Tunis and Doug Miller and several other people to tutor me. I'm not kidding you. It was part of their other duties as assigned. Would you please try to bring this total geek in sports at least a little bit up to speed so he knows that the Jazz actually play with a round ball versus the other? And I've joked about that for years. I've just joked about me being Utah's Mr. Sports. But I do have a love for sports, and I have a love for those who so brilliantly do play-by-play and analyze sports and do play-by-play. But that's how it came about. And I started dubbing myself since Chris Tunis and Doug Miller and others found me to be such a dull subject. I was not the best student, so I just called myself Utah's Mr. Sports and just openly owned the fact that I'm a total sports idiot.